So today will be really foundational, guys, and I will try to pace myself and I'll try to be quick because day is so beautiful. I don't want to spend in this, you know, encased in this little building outside is beautiful. So I will not take a lot of your time, but today's message or my thought is going to be really foundational. You know, I asked God long time ago, why the church in such a weakened state and doesn't do much? You know, whatever Jesus said church supposed to be, it's not what Jesus said. We're going there, but we're not. And I said, like, Jesus, why? And this sermon was born out of the Holy Spirit explaining to me what is missing and how devil tried to keep the church in a weakened state. And today's message, I called the battle of your essence. Please give me a little bit of time to explain what I mean. See, when you, today I wish to explain why church lose its battles and what must happen in order to enter into complete victory of Christ. So in order to understand how the spiritual battle works, we need to understand it's not the wars of spiritual, they're not fight as the wars on this earth. Anybody like want to capture some other country, they bring bunch of equipment, bunch of weapons, and they go try to capture some country. And then other people try to capture something else. It's not working in the kingdom of God like this. Let me build the foundation for the revelation I got for you guys today. So in heaven, it's the battle of identities, of the essence of who you are. See, let's remember the first battle. Remember the battle when the Lucifer and third of the angels fought the God and his army and lost. See, when the devil lost his battle, do you know that he lost his battle and he cannot try to do it again, ever again? He lost, it's done, it's over. That means no matter what devil wants or how he tries to fight God, it's not gonna work. That means battles in heaven fought once and then there is no repeats. You see my point, guys? So you have to understand. Second war, you have to remember, it's the war when Adam and Eve lost. They lost their position as the sons of God, and they basically became a humans that live and die. They lost their sonship, they lost their eternity, they lost their position. And you have to understand, soon as humanity or people lost, that means they cannot come back and fight the war. You see my point? That means they lost, it cannot be repeated. That means humans are eternally lost and somebody need to come. You see my point? Somebody need to come to do the war. Let me explain this. Do you know, I'm gonna shake a little bit of our theology today. Do you know that you were never been created by God as the human? let this settle down. You say, like, what do you mean? Let me explain. You created as a son of God that live in human flesh. Listen to me really careful, guys. Trust me, it's not heresy, it's biblical. I'll explain it. But I like to shake people, you know, beliefs sometimes. So you were never created as a human. Do you know why? Because you were never created as a live substance. Do you know, but when God created Adam, he was dead. I'll let this sink in. Everything on this earth, above, beneath, on this earth, when God created, it's life in it. Do you know what I mean? Everything, fishes, birds, anything, whatever God created, it has life in itself. When he created Adam, he didn't have life in him. He was the dead corpse. Do you know why? Because you were never created as a human. This is, guys, foundational truth. You created as a son of God that live in human flesh. Do you get this? That means you are not. When God created Adam, he created mankind, not humanity. Humanity is the punishment of losing sonship. Oh. Do you get it, guys? Do you get it? My language is not that great, trust me. But I'm trying. Pray for me, okay? Pray for me. I'm trying to explain some depths and I need language. Jesus, help me. In Russian, it'll be easier, but you know, this is my second language. I'm struggling a little. Okay, so please understand, humanity, it's not your state of being. It's our punishment from losing sonship. That means somebody, and see, the problem is why churches loses, because church try to fight devil from the human position. I'll let this sink in. Do you know why you're losing? Because humanity lost and cannot repeat the battle. God came on this earth. Please listen to this revelation. It's not going to take long, but it will change your thinking, who you are and who you're supposed to be. Jesus came in flesh not to redeem this. That's why this is will die. He came to redeem something important inside of this. Our problem as a church, we try to live on this earth and trying to be part of the kingdom and part of the humanity. It will never work, guys. Do you see my point? That's because we fight devil. And you know, we win sometimes, but most of the time, come on, let's be honest, we lose all the time. Like, hey, devil, because we fighting the battle that we lost. Jesus came not to redeem. He came in the flesh to bring you back into the position from which you fail. Let this sink in a little. And when I ask, see, this wisdom God gives you when you ask Him, guys, please look for Holy Spirit. He will explain to you everything. And I was like struggling with this as a younger Christian. I was like, Jesus, why? It's so much promises in the Bible. Why am I a loser? Do you get this? I'm trying to lie to myself because Jesus said, you are victorious. I said, like, I'm not a victorious. I'm a loser. Whatever I touch never works. And then I asked God, Jesus, no matter what, I don't care about my theology. Please explain this to me as a dumb person that have no clue. Please explain this to me. And Holy Spirit starts slowly talking to me. He said, like, go back to Genesis. He's like, what do you mean? Go back to Genesis. Soon as I opened, he said, you were never created as human. You created as Son of God that He breathes into the flesh. And this not supposed to be redeemed. This will die. You will bury this. God come to redeem something that really need to be redeemed. That's your eternal soul. And not just soul. That's why you need to be born again. Born again. And to that means you coming back, not into position of good human. You coming, you born again into position of the Son of God. That's the whole point. He became you, so you became Him. That's the whole point, guys. We think He came here and so I can live easier here. And Jesus telling me, do you know that whatever you see, money, fame, greed, pride, this is all this spirit of this world and this is His kingdom. Our problem, we're trying to be born again, but still be attached to His kingdom. You see my point? God says, I'm not wanna just save you. I want to redeem you and pull you into my kingdom. That means you are, we're living in this kingdom, but we're not part of the kingdom of this earth. This is not our, guys, the purpose. I said, Jesus, why are we losing? He said, because you're fighting devil as a human. And you already lost. You have to fight the devil as the Son of God that already won. Soon as that means, But see our point. In order to fight the devil as the Son of God, you need to lose your humanity completely. I'm trying, guys. I know some of you get it. I hope most of you get it. And I asked Jesus, why I'm surrendering to you? It doesn't work. He said, because you surrender in the parts that you want. He said, you don't give me all of it. In order to walk in a full sonship, I need to completely, fully lose humanity and the kingdom of this earth. Give him a praise. Thank you. That's a good one. Thank you, Jesus. That means in order to dress, remember Joseph. Do you know Joseph's? Remember his, when he was in jail and he has clothes of the jail of a prisoner. Do you know that you cannot walk? How should I say? You cannot reign and you cannot come into position of a ruler still wearing the clothes of the jail. That means before you go there, you need to be completely undressed, cleaned and washed. That means you need to be redressed. Problem of the church, we try to put Jesus without taking off this, world, of the clothes of this world. You see my point, guys? I'm trying. Help me. And God told me, son, before you put on me, take off you. You cannot live in two worlds. You cannot sit on two chairs. That's why church is losing, because it's never dedicated, submitted, and consecrated to God totally. We always play. Oh, you know what? We always take like good parts of heaven and really good parts of this world. I give you, Jesus, my debt, but I can't give you my money. You see my point? I give you my sickness, but I'll keep health for me. He said, like, I give you health for my kingdom. Now I need to live it a little, you know. I need to do something, Jesus. I'm sorry, I'll be back when I'll be 70. Well, I'll be 70. You'll see me. Jesus, when you're 70, I don't really need you anymore. Because you're kind of done. Because this one has an expiration date. Okay, this meat has expiration date. It's funny, but it's true. It has expiration date. It will expire at some point. It will be spoiled and expired. So before it expires, please give this to Jesus. See, that's how wars are fought in the spirit. Humanity will never be able to conquer the spirit of this world. But as soon as you give this up and go into the sonship of Jesus Christ and redress, you are automatically have absolute power and dominion over all. Jesus said, I give you. Remember the rich young guy in the Bible that came and says, like, Jesus, what should I do? You remember that story? Remember what Jesus told him? Do you remember that rich guy, rich person? He trying to sit on both chairs at the same time. He said, like, I did everything. But he said, do you want to be perfect? If you want to be perfect, that means you need to lose everything. Say everything. Everything. Gave everything to the poor and follow me. That means you have to completely undress yourself to follow me. Our problem, that's what the Holy Spirit told me. You're trying to put on clothes without taking off that clothes. You try to use both kingdoms for your own benefit. I'll take some of it here. I'll take some of it here. Not fully submitted to anything. Do you know why the, and I asked God, why the gospel of these days? So easy, so cheap. Anybody can come without transforming and, you know, repenting. You just say, Jesus loves you as you are. I said, Jesus, why? Because the devil can allow you to repent, but he cannot allow you to transform. Ah. The church, it's easy to keep the church in a saved state, but not functioning as Christ. Well, this is my message of resurrection. Do you like it? See, guys, and that's why gospel is not for everybody. That's what Jesus said. You need to lose your what? Soul. All of it. In order to have my authority, in order to have my clothes, in order to be called son of God, you need to completely denounce, the Bible says, yourself. Absolutely renounce it. Gospel is not easy, guys. That's why real churches, they're not mega churches. Did you hear the mega church's message? It's so watered down. It's so easy. It's so cheap. There is no depth in it. And I said, like, God, what's going on? Because they pursue numbers, they not pursue Christ. They pursue fame, they not pursue the truth. Truth will cost you and me. This truth is not easy. You're clapping right now. Somebody's dying right now. He's like, what do you mean? That means you need to die. That's it. You need to let go. You want to be fully, like, remember what Jesus said? Everything, whatever Father has, it's mine. And will church like to stop over here? Everything Jesus has is mine. But there is a second part to this movie. It says everything is mine is his. We just don't like that part. That part is suck. It's a sucky part. I want everything from Jesus. But Jesus, are you sure you want this? This is so, come on. Come on, you God, you can do without it. We try to, you know, cheapen this. We can't do the easy way out. God said, no, you want all of mine? That means all of yours is mine. That's why that young rich guy, he cannot. And remember, he's like, he became sad. And he went away real sad. Because you cannot live in both worlds. You want to follow me? Let go. Because you need to drop all this weight. You can't. See, and that's why Christianity is struggling right now. Because devil is love. The devil loves church in this state. Preach. You can get saved. But you cannot rule and dominate. You cannot actually build the kingdom. Because kingdom can be built only by sons of God. Guys, kingdom cannot be built by part-time Christians. Come on. What do you see around? It's just a part-time Christianity. You know, Sunday I'm at the church. Monday you better not look what I do. Yeah, I might disappoint you, bro. Come on, guys. Trust me, I'm not easy to listen. I know. I'm radical because I'm absolutely sold out to Jesus. I don't care. See, he doesn't want to redeem your humanity and give you good life, couple of kids, good bank account, nice property, good three-bedroom house. Enjoy. Trust me, he want to give this to you, but he wants to change your essence. You see what I mean? He come to take the essence of human and put the essence inside of you as the Son of God. That's the whole point of the kingdom on this earth. He didn't come to get you better. He come here to transform you totally, completely, 100%. Do you see my point, guys? Most of the Christians, they okay with being a little bit better. It's okay, Jesus, just paid this debt, paid this car loan and this college stuff and I'll be fine. Jesus said, I want you. I want all of you. All parts of you. good, bad, and the ugly. He said, I want all of you. And that's how it works, guys. This is what son is. Son, he surrendered to the will of God. And I told Jesus, he said, like, you don't need, and we, you know how we usually do. He's like, oh, Jesus, if you give me money. But do you know, money, it's been created by the spirit of this world. Money is not God's provision. You see my point? Money, it's been created by the spirit of this world. Do you know that the money and the God's blessing are totally different things? God's blessing might include money, but money, it's not God's blessing. See, one time, I already told you this, but I wanna just touch on this one. I have a big jacuzzi outside of, on my backyard. And time to time, me and my son, we refill this. You know, it's just water just kind of drops, and you refill this. And I'm standing there just, you know, from my open my hose, and just like thinking something, just refilling my jacuzzi. And Jesus told me, you can choose to be jacuzzi, or you can choose to be the hose. I'm like, what do you mean, Jesus? He said, jacuzzi limited, hose unlimited. But problem with jacuzzi, it cannot expand and grow more. It only contain certain amount of gallons. You see my point? Just listen to me with spiritual ears. I'm standing there just getting this revelation, but he said, hose cannot retain even one drop, but whole ocean can flow through it. Ooh. Do you want to be jacuzzi or the hose? I want to be the hose. Remember what Apostle Paul says? We own nothing but have everything. We own nothing but have everything. And I asked God, what does he mean? He said that that's what hose means. I can feed you, but I cannot retain not even one drop. All of you can drink from this hose, but I cannot contain or collect anything for myself. You see my point? See, this is to be, because jacuzzi is not part of the kingdom. Hose is the part of the system, but you need to completely, you cannot be both, either or. Either you jacuzzi or pool, or you're the hose, connected to the system. That's what the sonship means. You become a hose. You renounce your life. You renounce all this. You renounce the containers, like money and the fame. But it still flows through you, but you cannot collect it, keep it. You see my point? See, guys, this is what sonship is. But most of the people, they satisfied with, you know, 200 gallon tank. They're fine. It's okay. Just give it to me. I'm fine. See, this is not how kingdom works. This is not how kingdom works. Because God doesn't, see, God is unlimited. How can he give you unlimited? Only when you cannot keep nothing and be connected to his system. This is the only way unlimited amount of water can flow through you. This is the only way. You cannot do both or decide who you want to be. I decided to be a hose. I like it. Every Sunday, something new. Remember when humanity or Adam lost his position and he dropped to position of human? Do you remember what God did not come to rescue him? Do you know why? Because devil bought his rights legally. Please understand this. Because God I always ask God, why you didn't argue how Satan took over everything that Adam and Eve has? And God told me, because yes, Satan is deceiver, but he retained the keys to this earth legally. That means somebody gave it to him. He did not steal it. He deceived them, but they gave. They stopped listening to God. They're like, whatever, we're gonna try this anyway. And that's why they fell. Second thing. And when you've been punished as a human, So see when God says like to Adam and Eve, what's going there, and it's going to be cursed and here and that, and all of this, it's only for the human. Jesus came as a human because in order to redeem this, somebody clean must come, somebody holy must come. When he comes, he takes this position of human. That's why devil didn't argue. People said like, oh, God came, yes, but Jesus completely stripped his power and became a human. Absolute human. You see my point, guys? Because if he came as a Superman, devil would argue. It would be argument in heaven. He's like, there is a Superman, come here, do whatever he wants. Of course. No, he needs to come as complete, 100% genuine product. Human, with the flesh, with pain and blood and suffering, all of it. And he needs to finish something that Adam failed. Soon as he's done with this. And usually church stop right here. Thank you for your work, Jesus. Amen. And we're gonna change something over here. Jesus said, I redeem you, not you. I want to take you from this earth. Not, how to say it, from this kingdom. This is his kingdom. And you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to be blessed in the casino. Jesus said, I redeem you from the casino. And we said like, oh Jesus, I love you, but bless me over here. Cha-ching. He said like, no, all of this is not mine. I need to remove you, but what I'm gonna have. And Jesus said, you're gonna have me. And for some Christians, it's not enough. But for people who love God, that's absolutely enough, because he becomes your treasure. Remember why Jesus said, do you know what it's to mean to be the Son of God? That means just go and do. Guys, listen to me. That's why Jesus said, when you go preach the gospel, don't take anything with you. One clothes is enough. Don't bring, you know, box of food and all these donkeys and all this bread. He said like, I will provide. Do you know that when you become a son of God, back to the position, you are absolutely covered by the kingdom. And that's why, but this is only you can do when you do a step of faith. You're like, whatever, I don't have nothing, but I'm gonna bless somebody. And then your brain kicks in. It's like, how are we gonna bless somebody? You have nothing. And Jesus said, soon as you come to the door and knock, you'll have it. Do you remember how bread multiplied? Bread and fish. Remember that story? Jesus need to feed 5,000 plus people. How that multiplied? It's never multiplied. He Jesus like, shaboom, like 3,000 boxes of food. No. Guys, the power of the kingdom of God works and multiplies only when you move. That means I'm with the box of couple loaves of bread and I'm giving and giving and giving. Please understand, this is the key to be son of God. That means I don't need to drag. Can you imagine how much people need to drag all this bread and fish to feed thousands of people? But see, when you're son and you're moving in faith, that means this little box can feed everybody. All you need to do is obey Jesus and start giving the bread. Disconnect your mind. Oh, that's not enough. Give. It's not enough. Start giving, I say. And you're like, okay, 4,999, 5,000, what's going on? And then he's got even more than he began with. That little kid that they took fish from, he's like, oh. They give him 12 boxes of bread. He's like, ooh. See, this is how kingdom works. It works as you go. But somebody need to go. Do you know how kingdom of this spirit of this world works? Give me so I can somebody. That's called greed. And then soon as you got, Jesus, give me $1 million, I'll give you 10%. No, Jesus, I feel really generous. I give you 15. Jesus said, you cannot give me 10% out of the 10 bucks. You think you're gonna give Jesus 10% out of the $1 million? I don't think so. And Jesus said, you don't need money in order to bless. You just go bless, money will multiply, bread will multiply, revelation will multiply. Everything, guys, but God looks for the sons who was willing to go without anything. Just clothes on your back and the word of God in your mouth. That's it. That's why he said, go and heal the sick. Oh, I don't feel spirits of healing on me. He's like, go lay hands. Oh, what if it's not gonna work? Who cares? Go lay hands. And as you lay hands, it will happen. This is sonship. But when you're orphan, you try to collect stuff. Orphans, they collect. They say like, oh, as soon as I have enough, I eat enough, I enjoy enough, then I will start giving to God. See, this is not how it works. Orphan collects, sons give. Because sons have unlimited supply. Not from their bank account, but unlimited, God's unlimited supply. Okay, I will be quick. I'm hungry too. I want my lamb. Oh, my wife, oh, she's gonna do such a good lamb, I saw it. Whoo! Yeah, we're gonna not just to celebrate the lamb, we're gonna eat the lamb. Whoo! It's gonna be good lamb dinner today. Whoo! Did you ever, you know, sometimes we're the church that casting out demons, healing the sick all the time on our encounters, like nonstop, miracles after miracles. But I always wonder, we casting out demons. It was like, demons in the name of Jesus, get out. Gone. And you know, like, I wonder, sometimes as like we casting out demons, healing the sick, I always wonder why he listened to me. He can simply say like, you know what, get lost. I cannot squeeze the devil out of them. How? I cannot yell the devil out of him. That means something needs to happen that he obeys. And he said, he obeys not you. Soon as you clothe yourself in Jesus Christ and zip that, devil will obey you because you are moving from God's position. Yeah. It's like I said, you can see when you see a cop, some people like, you know, when you see a cop, you know, you don't mess with that little tiny cop. You know, he's a police officer, okay? He's like calm and he's like, I saw like one short, like skinny dude. And he's like, oh yeah, yelling at everybody. I was like, don't mess with him. Why? Because the whole police department will show up, come on. See, it's, and some people don't get it. Then you see those videos on Facebook, like, ooh, you don't mess with cops. See, that's what Jesus wanna give you, the status. He wants to give you, but somebody already won. And when you're still fighting, that means you are not in a position of son. Son's already in a stage of winner, of conqueror. You see my point? Soon as you get into that position, how you get in that position? You have to lose yourself. You have to sold everything. You have to give everything. I'm not talking physically. I'm talking about you have to detach from your dreams and your thinking and your wants and your needs. Just detach. And he said, like, no matter what, from this day forward, I completely belong to my Jesus. He will take care of me. See, that's how, guys, that's, I love to live like this because I know when I need it, I will get it. Yes. How we got this building? We never have money. But soon as he said it's yours, like, you, I know why, you know, the Moses and the old generation never came into promised land. Because they thought they need to be muscular and have a swords and an army. And they're like, whoa. But all they need is to obey. Just walk in there. They will just get scared and die. Who cares? I don't know how they're gonna die. Doesn't matter. He said, like, go. See, that's how I know. All you have to do is obey. You have everything in him. But somebody need to denounce, renounce, and completely take the kingdom of God. They said, God, do whatever you want. I will do it. I will do it. Guys, whatever your gifting is, just do it. That's why I said, no more singing other people's songs. Because you have spirit in you, it will flow. Just give it a chance. And now you guys writing such awesome songs. I love you. So good. Keep doing this. It's gonna get better and better and deeper and wider. Guys, all of us has the whole heaven inside. Can you give it a chance? Stop copy and pasting everything. Just drop on your knees and say, like, no matter what, I will have my own source that come from Jesus. I will not copy. I know other people, they're awesome, and Bethel is awesome, and Jesus culture is awesome. All of this stuff is awesome. I love them, I listen to them, but please don't be them. Be you. And I, you know, when we copy something, I know that Jesus inside of us just cries. Holy Spirit is like, oh, I gave you so much. Why you do this? Why? Come on. Be original. Be a son, be a daughter. Let God flow through you. Oh my gosh. That's what means to use your talent to multiply. He give you five, he will multiply another five. He give you one, he'll give you two. Doesn't matter, just invest and just say, I will not do it out of my own thing. I will not copy. I will wait until my own source will start flowing. It will flow. Just give it a chance. I will try to wrap it up, guys. And just finish that story. When we said, like, God told us, soon as our team stand, some of you remember, we came to this church and we're like, you know what? I like this. I feel this is my house. We have nothing. We didn't even start collecting money, nothing. We're just like, we have a dream. Martin Luther King, remember? I have a dream. And I just stand here like, oh, Jesus, I have a dream. And that dream cost 5.5 mil. and people said, like, how you believe? I said, like, he said, like, I don't care how many million it needs. I don't even have one. So who cares if you believe for one or five? You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. I don't have either or. So if you believe in something big, trust me, don't just settle for a little bit, because faith works the same way for 1 million as for 5.5. And I said, like, forget it. I will trust God because I don't have nothing. What if you fail? I said, like, if I fail, I fail. Who cares? But I would like to try. And soon as we said, like, yes, we felt it. We pray about it. We felt peace. And like, Jesus. And he's like, soon as you need money, exactly how much you need, we got it. Bam, bam, we're here. Guys, see, this is how faith works. You don't collect and then you go search. No, you find and then God will give it to you in everything. So that's God looking for this radical army who's gonna take his power without having power, just trusting that he give it to you, and go do his will. Go do his work. Go cast out demons. Go lay hands on the sick and they will get healed. Guys, do it. And power of God will follow you. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's what son is all about. Let me read one of my favorite passages. I'm reading this a lot, but I'm telling you, this is the times to, because church is so flaky these days. And I said, no, gospel is not cheap. Kingdom of God is not easy. That means something needs to die. Something needs to, see, you cannot, you know, one day I'm cleaning out my territory, my property, and we have pine trees and a lot of pine cones everywhere. And sometimes I just clean those pine cones. And I held one pine cone in my hand and Jesus said, do you know that this pine cone, it's not another tree. And I said, like, what do you mean? This is another forest. Ooh. I'll repeat it again. But it cannot become forest if it's not gonna lose its life. Guys, even the creation of God speak for itself. In order for something to be great, it needs to die and lose itself. That's what Jesus said. I need to go and die. If I remain alive, the harvest will not come. So he said, I need to go, I need to die, I need to sow myself in order to see all sons rise up. What I mean, guys, you cannot retain yourself and have kingdoms working through you. That means it's gonna be either or. Either this is no you and a kingdom, or this is you and no kingdom. That's it. There is no easier explanation than that. And let me read this passage and I'm finishing. Matthew 16, 24. One of my favorite passages. You know, the more radical Jesus speaks stuff, the more I love it. Because I'm not looking for easy stuff. No, I don't care. Easy stuff for losers. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wants to come after me, if anyone wants to come after me, you cannot come with the baggage of this world. Look at this. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. See, that's it. Only two options. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the kingdom will find it. This is it. Either you lose your life and build the kingdom, or you lose the kingdom and build your own life. This is your choice. You guys got something today out of this? I hope I explained this revelation. Bless you guys, love you. Let's get up. Let's worship Jesus and go eat some lamb. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We celebrate his death and resurrection. We thank you. He did not come just to save you. He came on this earth to make sure you will be as him. He brought you himself. That's why we take his body and his blood and we make him part of our life. Thank you, Jesus. Just bow your heads, just close your eyes, just connect with the Lamb, connect with Jesus right now. Just connect. Just tell him, just the simplest thing, tell him, I am all yours, Jesus. I will not share myself with the spirit of this world. I denounce, renounce, I let go of all of it because I want your kingdom. I want to be part of your harvest. I want to move in your atmosphere. I want to move in your anointing. I want to see what kingdom's going to do through me, through my gift. I will give it all to you. I give all of it to you, Jesus. I'm nothing without you. I am nothing without you. I surrender my life. I dedicate my life. I'm one of those who firmly decided to go to the end. To the end. I will follow you. That's why we called the followers of Jesus. Followers of Jesus. He came to bring you back into a sonship, into position which you fell from. Stop looking for blessed humanity or something. It's not your position. You are not monkey. You are not another animal on this earth. You are the Son of God that been called and made by God to dominate, to rule. You're not part of this. You are above all of this. Thank you, Jesus. Let this revelation sink in and let all of us come into position of mature sons in Jesus Christ. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your sacrifice. We know you are the only door. You are the only way. Because only God, only one God gave his life, became a human, redeemed all of it. And now he is the door to the throne room of the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Curtain is torn and he's waiting for you. But you have to decide. who you want to be. I want to be the Son of God. And I decide to let go all of this. It's not interesting. It's boring. It's temporary. I do not care about this. I want your kingdom, your eternal kingdom. I want to be victorious in you. I choose you, Jesus. I choose you. I choose you. And everybody said, amen. Give him a shout of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He became you, so you became him. Amen. Bless you guys. See you next time. Love you.